17-13, change order number one.
You just want to argue today.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Council.
Good morning.
Following up on the landfill site maintenance, you awarded a five-year contract, which was very favorable terms to the county. Since then, the county has acquired the formerly known King Farm and now Sussex Business Park. And there is some maintenance to be done. We are including that maintenance into a new request we have for the dredge site in Seaford, or outside of Seaford, for the access trails along Woodland, and now this particular request for the King Farm landscaping maintenance. However, for this growing season, we do have a stopgap need, and that stopgap need can be filled by a change order of the gentleman who has the contract for the landfills. If you were so inclined, we could issue a one-time change order that would roll into the landfill contract, maintenance contract. However, in the future, we'd like to have it a standalone contract, which we're working on, again, multi-year. So since you awarded the original one, that's why I'm coming back with it. Otherwise, if I could have just chosen to give it to this particular individual on a one-time basis, but I think it makes more sense. You see our bigger picture approach. Sure. And so you have a comfort level of how we like to approach it in the big picture, and you could advise us if you like to see it approached differently.
You have a motion?
Have a motion for the stopgap measure for this year, yes. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number one for contract number
13,
thank you, Mr. President. Sussex County Landfill Site Maintenance be approved, which increases the contract amount by $3,600 for a new total of $41,490.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved, Mr.
Motion,
President.
Mr. Cole.
Second.
Mr. Arlett, any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have the motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Mr. President.
Mr. Ashby. Request to repair and post notices for Middle Creek Preserve Annexation, Angola Neck area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm here before you this morning to request permission to prepare and post notices for an expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District in the Angola Neck area. It's a project known as Middle Creek Preserve. Expansion was requested by Solutions IPM LLC for their client BDRP LLC for parcels 234-11.00-51.00 and 234-12.00-14.00. Project consists of six parcels. The remaining four are already in the sewer district. It's proposing 314 single-family lots and a pool house. It is on Angola Road across from Angola by the Bay, and the project will be responsible for system connection charges in place at the time of connection. Any questions?
You got a schedule for hearing potentially scheduled for June 20th?
I do, if you adopt a motion today.
Yeah. I just read the whole thing, that's all.
Okay, yeah, public hearing is tentatively scheduled for June 20th at 10:15 at a regular council meeting, should the motion pass today.
You have a motion?
I do.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Middle Creek Preserve expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Angola Neck area, to include parcels 234-11.00-51.00 and 234-12.00-14.00 as presented on May 23rd.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Obvious. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. We're having a consultation here.
No, just for clarification, the number of units quoted by Mr. Ashman is for the entire... It's for the entire area, not just the newly proposed.
Okay, right. That's the whole thing.
I want to make sure council fully understands it and the public understands it.
Thank you. Thank you. Grant requests. Grant request. Here she comes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Come on, come right on down.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I have five grants for your consideration this morning. The first one is from American Legion Auxiliary Post 28. No specific amount is requested. The grant application is on behalf of their Poppy Fund. Funds raised are used locally to assist hospitalized and disabled veterans. The last grant received was $300, $100 each from Mr. Wilson, Mr. Arlette, and Mr. Cole.
Pleasure of council.
I'm fine with doing the same.
Yes.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette, to grant $300.
I was going to make a motion. All five of us give $100.
I'll change that, Mr. Wilson. I agree.
I agree too.
So I will retract my second.
You said your second?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now make a motion.
I'll make the motion that $100 from each Councilmatic fund.
Second.
Will help fund the Poppy.
Motion, program. Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlette, to grant American Legion Post 28 for their Poppy Fund, $500, being $100 from each Councilmatic district. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I have a motion carried.
The next grant is from the Seaford Historical Society. They are requesting $1,400 to be used for their Western Sussex Tourism Project. The project will continue to improve the tourism programs of Western Sussex. These programs, including the Seaford Museum and the Governor Ross Mansion Plantation, not only present local history to local residents, but also to those who travel to the Western Sussex area. The last grant received was $500 from Mr. Vincent for the Nanticoke Heritage Byway Project.
So I'll make a motion to grant $1,400 from my account.
Mr. Vincent.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette, to grant $1,400 to the Seaford Historical Society for the Western Sussex Tourism Project. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
The next grant is the Home of the Brave Foundation. They are requesting $25,000 to offset costs to support the female veteran program. Until 2014, when Home of the Brave opened, a facility especially for female veterans called the Women's Warriors Reintegration Program, there had been no specific programs in Delaware or the entire Delmarva Peninsula providing targeted assistance regarding housing and counseling for homeless women veterans. The requested $25,000 will be used to assist with their capital campaign, specifically using the money to offset principal on the mortgage for the new home. The last grant received was $1,000, $500 each from Mr. Cole and Mr. Wilson.
I make a motion each one give $1,000 apiece.
I would have a question.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole, to grant
$5,000
to get to the Home of the Brave Foundation, a capital campaign being $1,000 from each Councilmatic district. Questions on the motion, Mr. Arlette?
Yes, sir. That would be.
I have a question.
I'm seeing the numbers here, but do we know how many folks that they serve are from Sussex County? Do we know that?
I do not know that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I think that is a requirement, is it not, as it relates to our grants?
Yeah, typically, yes, we do. We attach that. So could we add that to the motion, Mr. President?
It must be spent in Sussex County.
We are.
Well, I guess, yes, we can. I'm going to ask a question. This is for a capital campaign.
Right.
Which is different. To build something.
Or to, yeah.
To pay, I mean, for those to costs. Build something, expand something, do whatever, it's kind of hard to say we're only going to give this money for Sussex County people to live in a certain room.
I withdraw that.
You know what I mean?
Concern.
I mean, it's not for a program to do certain things. It's for the capital thing, I guess, for the structure. Does that make any sense?
States in their application it is a new 8-bed facility for women.
I agree with Rob's question. I agree with what you said, but I think in a capital campaign, it's kind of hard to differentiate.
I think to help get this started and get it built, we should be very supportive, and then we'll make sure that Sussex Countyans are in there as often as possible.
Mr. Burton, you have a question?
I might need a little credit.
Okay.
We'll just make it four of us then.
You want to borrow a little money off me?
I mean, I think I got a little money, but I've still got a month to go.
That's right. That's right.
Well, we'll add, Mr. President, why don't we say from the four of us, $1,250.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. And leave it at that. We'll still get the $5,000.
Yeah, I think the goal would be the $5,000.
That's correct.
We want to get $5,000.
So motion, Mr. Burton. No, I'm sorry. Motion, Mr. Cole.
Yeah.
Second, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
To grant $5,000 to the Home of the Brave Foundation for their capital campaign, being $1,250 from Mr. Arlette's account, Mr. Cole's account, from my account, Mr. Wilson's account.
Correct.
Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
The next grant is the Town of Greenwood. They are requesting $1,000 to be used by their police department for their annual Night Out Against Crime. Night Out is an event that promotes a night out against crime in the community. The police department provides a free night of entertainment, activities, educational demonstrations, and food for the community to allow the officers and residents to interact in a more comfortable environment, specifically the youth. The last grant received was $1,000 from Mr. Wilson.
I make a motion. I do the same.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Arlette, to grant $1,000 to the Town of Greenwood for Police Department's Night Out Against Crime from Mr. Wilson's Council MAG account. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
The last grant is from the Bethany Beach Volunteer Fire Company. They are requesting $5,000 to be used for 2017 staffing for adequate fire and emergency response. The fire company is currently working to fill a third part-time shift for the busy on-season. They attempt not to utilize their full-time staff in any additional overtime other than the 8 hours in a typical week for efficacy and safety reasons. The last grant received was $5,000, $2,500 each from Mr. Cole and Mr. Arlette.
Move to do $2,500 from each of Mr. Cole as well,
yes,
as myself.
Please. Yes.
Motion, Mr. Arlette, second Mr. Cole, to grant $5,000 to Bethany Beach Volunteer Fire Company for additional staff, being $2,500 from Mr. Cole's account and the same Mr. Arlette's account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'll be at the motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Introduction proposed zoning ordinances.
It looks like, Mr. President, there's four this morning. If you would like, I'll read the short titles.
Please.
The first one is, and it's in Council District Number 5, which is Mr. Arlette's district. It's tax ID number 533-19.0052.00. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for a multifamily 62 duplex unit structure to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 13.33 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Arlette introduces it.
The second one is also Mr. Arlette's district, tax ID number 233-11.0017.00, and it's a portion of that. The address is 31005 Iron Branch Road in Dagsboro. This one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for storage of construction equipment and vehicles to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 6.61 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Arlette introduces it.
Third is Mr. Vincent's council district, and it's tax ID number 131-6.00, part of parcel 11. There's no 911 address available. It is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and C1 general commercial district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 4.62 acres, more or less, of a 15.94 acre parcel.
I'll introduce it.
Okay. And fourth and final, also Mr. Arlette's, you're popular this morning, Mr. Arlette. Council District Number 5, Mr. Arlette, it's tax ID number 533-19.0052.00. No 911 address available. It's an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 13.33 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Arlette introduces it. Thank you,
Thank
sir.
You.
Council member comments. Council member comments. Mr.
Just got a few, Mr. President, if I may. First off, I want to publicly thank the fifth grade class at Philip Shaw Elementary, as I was there this morning for their career day, along with many other folks from the community, and several of them were excited and perhaps even interested in public service. Mm. I just want to publicly shout out to them, and it was just great to be a part of their career day. That was number one. Number two is that we do know that the state of Delaware continues to have financial decisions to make, and I just wanted to, I do know that this council, we do have many of millions of dollars that are due to the school districts through this county, and I we do a great job, and I know, what, 98%, I think it is, Todd, is that correct, 99%?
99%.
So we do a tremendous job, but that 1% still is a significant number, if you would, and I know every dollar is counting for these folks right now. And so I think that we could perhaps look at if there are options or ways or methods to look at how to recoup them to get as close to 100 as possible. I think that those districts would be greatly appreciative, because in the end, it's their money that we need to collect for them. So I think that's something that I think we perhaps could look at. And then final comment is we are about to embark on Memorial Day weekend. I want to give respect and honor to those that have chosen to give their lives by raising that right arm. And I just want to publicly thank those families for those sacrifices to this country. And that we are about to embark on graduations, Mr. President. So my son about to heading off and graduating along with many other thousands of Sussex Countyans, and we wish them well and fair winds and continue to pursue your dreams. And we hope that they never forget Sussex County as they move along. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, sir. Comments from council?
Yes, yes, sir.
No, I had a phone call from an individual, and their concern was, and Janelle's not here, but
she is.
Oh, she is. Mm-hmm. Oh, there she is back there. I thought I saw her go out. It was in a newspaper about Hudson Fields and about the musical presentations, and they asked me, you know, about that, and I didn't have the correct answers. Could you maybe come down and maybe somebody help me with this? Walk me through what we've got here.
Hudson Fields.
I'm not sure. Let me ask this question. This is not on the agenda.
It's not.
No.
If this is only council member comments.
Okay. Well, my comments would be then for the staff. I see there's a list of shows, and I saw the dates June 1, June 22nd, June 25th. Doesn't seem like there's any break. July 30th, September 5th. So it's like five shows. My understanding from reading the article that the gentleman told me to look up was 18 acres. They could possibly have crowds of 4,000 people. I'm wondering if there's any restrictions. So the question is there any coordination with the county or the state with safety, public safety? I'm sure DelDOT, it's kind of blindsided. I don't know what the zoning is of Hudson Fields. And I'm trying to. The guy asked me how were they operating under what were they using? What zoning category or what permit did they get anything from the county? Actually, it was referenced in the article he told me about was that the same people put it on had an application in front of us, and this is actually a larger scale than what they had previously asked for. So, again, about size, what they're doing, and how they're doing it, and all those kind of things. So if you can't answer any of that now, or unless you can,
I'll answer it generally. I can't speak to specific dates and things, but they have applied under the county special event process that does coordinate with the county. I guess it's EOC and everybody else that was set up by the county. So there are restrictions in place with what they can and can't do. There's timing requirements and there's coordination requirements for all those. Again, I can't speak to specific dates, but I know that process has been filed through the Office of Planning and Zoning.
Okay. So,
and I don't want to get into details on it again because it's not
it just seems like I know with yard sales, after a couple of yard sales, all of a sudden you fall into a you've had too many category. That's what they asked me about this. How many of these can they have? Could they have 10 special events, and does it then fall into something, a permanent type of thing? That, and the special events, maybe somebody could explain that to us, what it actually says, what it permits. I think it's 3 days.
Yeah,
doesn't mean, can it go 3 days, and the next 3 days, next 3 days? How many? Yeah, that's what I say. So a special event, at what point does it become a permanent event?
Yeah,
as opposed to being special?
I would say, just because we're kind of getting into the details on the agenda, but that's a comment that we can take under advisement.
Okay, well, it could have a major impact, and it was somebody who lives up there, and they're just saying, what the heck happened here? So how did it happen? And again, I don't want the county, like we had this other thing out there on the river, Indian River, causing a problem after it got so big. So if the staff or somebody could maybe put it on an agenda and give us an update, and you may we may have to look at our special events and fine tune it or something.
Why don't you come back, and somebody come back at our next council meeting?
Yes.
And give us a update on what special events, what that category means, and is there a number you can have before you've got to ask for either conditional use or change of zone or something on a piece of property?
Right.
We will do that.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Any more comments from
council? No, that was it. That was all I was told to do today.
Entertain a motion to go in recess until public hearings at 1:30.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I believe yes. We're now in recess until 1:30 public hearings.